This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
No city slickers allowed here. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Some people accuse me of being a city slicker, but I'm far from that. I can get dressed up, though, and not look bad. Doug is here. Kara is at the controls, Kara Schillen. And in a moment, we're going to meet Kevin Skunis, who has a focus on corn. I want to, and I think maybe part of what I want to talk to Mr. Skunis about is what I'm about to observe now in terms of the organic market. This program is here to solve problems for the American family farmer, for those who are running farm-type operations, stores, businesses, that sort of thing, and for the locavores. The biggest part of the audience are, in fact, the people who are using the products that are grown by us on our farms. I'm a dairy farmer, so again, I'm going to be very tuned into what Mr. Skunis says, because we use a lot of corn on the farm. But I wanted to talk for a minute about something that's becoming more and more of a problem, and I don't know what the solution is. I'm putting it out there because maybe we can find a solution or come up with some solutions. What I ask is for people to send me emails, doug@dougsteffen.com, with ideas on what you'd like me to talk about, issues that you want me to pursue. And one of the notes that came in a couple of weeks ago has to do with organic marketing and how much has gone into this space, double-digit growth, but the organic label is fraudulent, I think, in many ways. Food safety issues are part of what people are focused on. The grocery wholesalers and retailers, fast food marketers who are pushing organic or so-called organic products and ingredients. This sector is growing, but not all of the products really are organic. The USDA has screwed this up to a fairly well. The big businesses that want to be in on the organic, because there's a lot of money in it. Food that's organic sells for 25 to 40% more than the unorganic, non-certified foods. And so a lot of the stuff that was heretofore grown in our country is now being grown overseas. All the organic food now, or much of it, is coming in from China and Turkey and Mexico and Brazil because it's cheaper to grow it there. And they don't have, let's face it, they have a casual relationship with the inspectors, not like we are supposed to have here. A lot of bribery, a lot of fraudulence. And so I saw something about a Brazilian incident reported by a magazine called Food and Water Watch that leads credence to this. The corruption, bribery, using chemicals to cover up rotten meat, whether it's organic or not, that kind of stuff. Salmonella problems, that if it's coming from South America, some of the meat coming from Europe, falsifying health certificates for people. It's just a mess. So we've allowed our government, and it'll be interesting to see how things change, our government has allowed this fraudulence to take place outside our country, but here, the U.S.-based certifiers, they can't claim that they know the certification is legit because they're not responsible for production. So there's little or no inspection. The same thing we've heard for years and years and years about stuff coming here. It's like these people are anti-American. Why do they want to let all of this stuff come in here when, in fact, we do such a great job with it ourselves? Or we would if it wasn't for the co-opting of these people, the corruption. So it's food for thought. But as you as a consumer purchase organic products at the store, know that for the most part, you're not getting what you get if you go to the farmer and the local businesses that you trust that sell these things. Then you know you're getting what you're paying for the most part. Buying the crap that comes in from other countries is not necessarily giving you what you think you're paying for. All right, that's my overview on that. In a moment, we meet Kevin Skunas, who is the vice president of the National Corn Growers Association, fourth-generation farmer, just the kind of fellow we want to talk to on the American Family Farmer. Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem, better addiction care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong. So if you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 844-262-8658 for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better addiction care. 844-262-8658. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 844-262-8658 for better addiction care.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Depending on where you live, your ability to hire someone to do something like wash your windows or take your new baby's first official pictures may be severely limited by something you've never even thought about, a haphazard patchwork of occupational licensing laws across the country. Cities and states often require professionals to take specific training or pay special fees to obtain a license. But the randomness of who is licensed and who isn't is being called anti-consumer and discriminatory by a growing chorus of bipartisan leaders. Before he left office, President Obama called for a broad-based review of these laws. Let's be fair. When a license isn't needed to protect public health, it can simply act as a barrier for people who need jobs. Among those most negatively affected by these laws are military families, who often move from state to state and find that a non-military spouse can no longer work without spending months getting a new license. It's time to fix this system. Learn more at CenterForAmericaTV.org.
15 past the hour, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Kevin Skunas, who is vice president of the National Corn Growers Association, has 6,000 acres in North Dakota, raises 55% corn, 45% beans. Do people know, I think generally speaking, people know, Kevin, that beans means soybeans. Don't you think most people know that by now?
Yeah, I think that's probably correct, yes. We raise soybeans for the most part here, but we have a fair amount of edible beans in our area, but our farm is corn and soybeans, yes.
So what's changed about now? This is a big family farm, 6,000 acres. What's changed now as you control it versus what was going on when you were a kid growing up there?
Well, so in North Dakota, 35, 40, 50 years ago, corn was mainly grown. People were, feeding their own livestock. Mm-hmm. With the seed genetics that we've had come in now in the last several years, our farm historically was wheat, barley, just a few soybeans, sunflowers, and sugar beets. And over the years, as the different crops have changed, and we've just realized that corn was pretty profitable with the increased yields that we've been getting from the new seed varieties, it's just become more profitable. Selling corn, the ethanol market has made it more profitable for us, so we've just in the last 20 years become a corn and soybean farm.
So there's a lot of controversy with people who listen to this program. There's good and bad to the seed varieties and to some of the modifications that have taken place. You just mentioned one of the pluses is that you can harvest more. There are those who think that there is a cost to that. And I wonder what you think, whether it's your land that's paying the price or if anybody is paying the price for these increased yields.
Well, no, I don't believe we are. In fact, we're with our new seed varieties, and we're not even talking about all of our seed varieties are not Roundup ready. They don't have traits in them, but we do raise traited seeds, traited corn, traited soybeans, and we're growing way more bushels on an acre than we used to with new methods, new tillage methods. We're using our fertilizers better. We're using any herbicides that we put on. We use way less herbicides now because we're targeting any weeds that are out there. And we are, you know, we're growing the same amount of corn on 37% less acres these days than we did probably 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So there's good and bad to it. That's what I hear. I'm looking at something in a thing called Corn Illustrated, and it references the time to apply fungicides and how those have changed. How do you view that work? And because I'm trying to give the audience that's not familiar with what happens on a farm like yours, what really is the process? You've said that you are using less of the things that seem to be problematic for some people. So how do you, is it just ingenuity? People have come up with different ways of making this more profitable without it taking its toll on the end user?
Well, we know that you need a healthy plant all during the growing season to produce as much as it can, whether it's soybeans or corn. So you mentioned fungicides. So, you know, our universities have done many research over the years that find that a healthy plant. So we go out there and scout our fields. First of all, you know, so we put our nutrients down. We plant the seed in the spring. We walk our fields. We scout our fields, and if we see any diseases out there that might rob yield, then we probably we'll go in and we'll buy some fungicides and we'll spray fungicides on to try and keep the plant healthy. But we do a lot of scouting. We don't just go out and spray something because that's what our dads did or that's what we did 20 years ago. We go out and scout. If we find a problem, we try and fix the problem, whether it's weed control, whether it's disease control in the crop, whether it's the lack of nutrients. We can now go out and once the plant is up, we can tell by the color of the plant if it needs some nutrients, and we can do all these things, and we do them as we need them, not just a one-size-fits-all. So we're doing a lot of scouting, and we're using way less inputs than we did several years ago.
All right, this is instructive. This is helpful information for all, including the end user. I'm going to relay something that's bothering me. My farm, I have used about 800 acres of land in and around where I am, and that's a lot in central Massachusetts where I am. And the problem we're having this year is the same problem we had last year in reverse. We had horrible corn. Corn pretty much was non-existent last year because we couldn't, by the time we could get in the ground, the drought had started and nothing came out of the ground. Now, this year we have the exact opposite. We haven't had one day of sunshine in the past 14, and in the past month we've had 3 days of sunshine. That's it. The rain is coming in torrents, so we can't put seed in the ground either. So the weather patterns, and I wonder how you deal, as somebody who's growing a lot more than I am, with some of the crazy weather patterns.
Well, I don't know if it's crazy weather patterns. It certainly is cyclical, though. If you know, I've been farming a long time. If people actually remember back, you know, we've had early springs, we've had late springs.
Yeah.
But you really just have to be patient. You know, farming on a scale that we do, even though we're a family farm, you know, we no corporation here, it's just us. You know, we do have some hired help, but it's not for the faint of heart because
no.
You can get those stretches. And we've had a stretch of about 2.5 weeks. It is 62 right now, but we haven't hit, you know, 65 degrees, you know, in 3 weeks, it doesn't seem like. And, our crops are mostly out of the ground, but they're just standing still, and that's, you know, that's really difficult to drive around and watch because we're trying to figure out what the crop's going to be for the year.
Yep. Now the weather is supposed to improve in the next few weeks, but for me and for you, even though you're in the Dakotas and I'm in Massachusetts, it's been a serious thing. But you're right. The cycles are something we prepare ourselves for. I don't say, "Oh, woe is me." I just say, "I'm hoping." that I can get something that's better than last year. And that's what we keep our fingers crossed. We're having a conversation about corn with Kevin Schooners, and it's 21 past the hour.
Yeah. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The hour. I'm Doug Steffen, family farmer, dairy guy, been around cows all my life, talking to a gentleman who's been on the farm all of his life as well. Kevin Skunez is involved in the Corn Growers Association, explaining how it's working on his farm, what's going on with planting the diversity in corn and how that's helping the farmers make their crops more productive. So I don't know whether you heard me, Kevin. I think you were on the line listening to me as I went off on my discussion of organics. And I wonder what sort of impact fake organic corn has had, because even in your world, people would like to have organic for various reasons. Not necessarily they don't need it for ethanol, but there are feeds that are for beef cattle, dairy cattle, that sort of thing, that need to be organic. What do you make of that whole business about how the USDA has handled the organic certificates?
Well, so, you know, I do not have a lot of personal knowledge about that, but we do have, you know, several organic farms in our area, and, you know, I believe we all need to coexist, and we all need to be good neighbors. You know, I haven't heard of the problems in our area. I have a couple of friends who do organic farming. They grow some blue corn, you know, for tortillas and stuff, and they ship it other places. There isn't an awful lot of call for organic corn for feed in our area. You know, North Dakota, we have really fallen behind in the beef and dairy. You know, we have such wide open spaces here and our ground is really very good for growing crops, so it's been hard to put some of this ground into pasture for livestock. So I don't have any personal knowledge really about what you're talking about there on the organic certificates.
Let me dig into your competitor or the competitive nature or situation for corn imports. The worry is that the Trump administration is going to make it easier for this stuff to come in. Either that or not let it in at all. I can't quite figure out which road they're traveling, but they don't seem to like the trade agreements, which haven't always, some of them have been good for farmers, some of them haven't been good for farmers. So I'm wondering, even though you've got 6,000 acres there, you said it's a family operation, it's a big farm, but it's not like the huge conglomerates that are taking over in so many different parts, whether it be the produce area or the dairy area. And so I wonder how you look upon your market and whether imports help or don't.
Well, of course, I think, you know, as a corn farmer, I'm talking about exports, you know, and we do need to export. So in, you know, 2016, we had a 15.2 billion bushel corn crop in the U.S. That's that's all corn grown for whatever reason, organic, conventional. So we know that, you know, we cannot use all of that corn in the U.S. So in North Dakota, as a matter of fact, so we have five ethanol plants in North Dakota, uses about 40% of our corn in the state. So the rest of our corn, you know, has to go someplace else to be fed because our livestock industry isn't very large in North Dakota. On our farm, a lot of our corn actually goes on rail, goes to the Pacific Northwest and is exported to, you know, other countries. We know that Mexico has been an excellent, excellent importer of U.S. corn. They're actually our largest importer at this time of U.S. corn. 31% of my bottom line, the farms around the country, of our farms' bottom lines come from exporting our products out of the country. So we know that agriculture has been a huge win in the export market, and we feel very strongly that we cannot afford to go backwards on any of our
Did you vote for Donald Trump?
That was a personal choice that I made at the.
It's okay. I just wonder whether you think that you hold on to this for a second. I want to come back. I have to pause for a moment. But 28 after the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Farmer time, 34 after the hour. The Farm and Food Hour, I could call this as well. Farm, focus on farming, the American family farmer, and the food that's produced. So the Food and Family Report, in a manner of speaking, brought to you in part by the folks at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, aiming to help you. If you're a farmer looking for help, we have Kevin Skunas with us. He was talking about having, he has his family, but he also has some other help that's hired. And I'm sure that he, from time to time, goes through the same exercise that many of you have. You need help this time of year, especially as we're more and more busy on the farm. May I suggest that you do what so many other people are doing on the farm and elsewhere, using ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter is different. Doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. So you post what you want. ZipRecruiter then put it up on hundreds of sites. And if you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, it won't cost you anything. That's right. Free usage to get started with Zip ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So you need help on the farm, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Do it. So many other folks are doing to find good talent. That's what you want. Good talent at the right price, the right circumstances. ZipRecruiter figures that out, sends you the right candidates. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use it for no cost. Continuing our conversation here with Kevin Skunas from the National Corn Growers Association, professional farmer himself. When last we were speaking, I asked you about Donald Trump, and I didn't mean to. I know voting is a very personal thing, and I didn't mean it in a sense. The people who love to get on that bandwagon and that is so silly. If the president does well, we all do well. And that's what we would want to hope, no matter who you voted for. If you're silly enough to try to be taking him down or denigrating what his purpose is, you don't do anything but hurt yourself. That's the way I look at it, Kevin. What about you?
Well, that's absolutely the way I look at it. And as a member of the National Corn Growers Association and on the board of directors and this year serving as first vice president, we know that whoever is in office is who we have to work with to try and work through these problems. You mentioned trade. You know, we certainly need to work with whoever's in office to try and get this maybe problem fixed. You're really talking about NAFTA when you talked about that. Mm-hmm. We know that as a whole, NAFTA was a very good thing, you know, for U.S. agriculture, probably with the exception of the sugar program, mm-hmm. which we have a large sugar in this area with sugar beet production. But we need, you know, and we've been in contact with several of the high-ranking Trump administration people, and they say that, you know, we will not allow the agriculture, you know, exports to go backwards. And we have to believe them at this point.
Yep.
And you have to take them at what they say until you find out different.
Yeah, right.
Is what I'm saying. But you have to be at the table, you know, to, I suppose, mm-hmm. maybe protect your interest. And mm-hmm. and we're interested in all of agriculture. We know that we're in agriculture, the corn growers is a certain group, but we need to have all of agriculture flourish in the U.S. for everybody to get along. We know that we have to, you know, grow a feeding population of the world. We know that maybe in by 2050 there could be 9 billion people on the earth, and we as farmers take that pretty seriously. It's our job, and we're in this job to make money, but we know that we're going to have to produce, you know, twice as much food as we're producing now for that,
well,
that population.
My read on that has been pretty consistent, and I've said this any number of times on this program and other programs that I do and in my farming life. If we don't get the government out of our business to the point where you and I both would probably agree, the last 8, maybe 15, 16 years, the overzealous organizations that have come from the government, the over-regulating of all anything, everything that we do. We need regulation, need to be watched, but this foolishness that's gone on that has gotten in the way, in my opinion, of us, if it continues the way it is with all the other influences, never mind with being the breadbasket of the world, in 50 years we won't be able to feed ourselves because so many farmers are driven out of business. The cost of land, how is that affecting you, the cost of land? With corn being more valuable and doing things the way you do, it must have affected the price of land out there.
Well, it certainly has, you know, so, you know, and the price of land has been cyclical also. You know, so we went in the 1980s, you know, land was probably selling for, you know, $1,500 to $2,500 an acre. However, now, you know, of course, you have to take inflation in, and there's land that has sold in our area for, you know, up to $5,000 and $6,000, maybe even $7,000 an acre. And that's really hard. If you take, you know, you can contract corn, you know, cash corn right now for about $3.20. Do the math on $7,000 an acre land trying to buy that, and the math doesn't work very well. So
no.
You know, we're facing some near crisis in the farm community. We've had some good going in the last 10 years, but you know, income is down 50% from what it was, you know, 3.5 to 4 years ago.
Well, you almost have to be a commodities broker doing what you do. I mean, all of the stuff that we grow or raise is all sort of a commodity. I was just thinking, she was saying the cost of land. And the cost of land, I'm in a suburban area. I'm the largest landowner anywhere between Boston and Worcester. And the developable lots on my land are worth about $300,000 an acre.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, it's laughable how, you know, I was selling raw milk for $11 a gallon, and nowhere near, you know, if you don't have a mortgage, it's a little different, but yeah, there's a crazy reality, and that's part of what I'm talking about here. You know, you get into these situations, and you have the kind of competition these big, huge conglomerates are buying in and moving in and making it very difficult for some of the little guys like me. I'm not going to call you a little guy. You're a medium-sized guy. But there's just there's so much pressure on making everything the same. That has to impact what you do to a certain extent. And the prices, because the bigger you are, supposedly the cheaper you can produce things. So does that have a winnowing effect on what you can make profit-wise or what the commodity markets will bear? Because people are willing to sell the stuff more. It's like dairy. Dairy is worthless. Going into a dairy business today in America is ridiculous because we're making too much milk, and everybody around the world is making too much milk. So there's not, you know, there's no pressure on the on what we have available in the marketplace in the terms of corn. What was it when it first went bananas? Didn't we have $8 a bushel corn like 10 years ago? Was it that crazy? It was pretty crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was, you know, for about a 6 month stretch there was some futures prices that were around $8, about 3.5, 4, maybe 5 years ago. I'd have to look back and see exactly when, but yeah. And that came from the supposed drought of 2012 where they, you know, thought we were actually going to be, you know, very short on corn, but our, you know, our ending stocks barely dipped below 1 billion bushels that year even. And so, there was a lot of the problem was getting the corn to where it needed to be, where the you know, all the livestock was, where the feed was, and let me give you one, you know, we're kind of talking about that. Let me give you one little visual that I like to do. So in 2014 is a year that I used for an example. We thought we had ending stocks of 1.7 billion bushels of corn at the end of the year. That's what we had left after all the feed, ethanol, all the food. So picture 1.7 billion bushels. A bushel basket's about 18 and a half inches across.
Mm-hmm.
1.7 billion bushels would go around the earth at the equator almost 22 times. That's how much corn we had left.
A lot of corn.
That's a lot of corn.
That's a lot of corn.
So, you know, when people... I really, you know, kind of hate to say it this way, but when people think that we're using corn for different, you know, for ethanol... When we have that much corn left over, and last year I think it was 2.3 billion bushels. I didn't do the math on how many times that would go around. But we're doing a good job at raising our crops. We're also trying to do a good job at finding new uses for some of our things. Corn is a very versatile crop.
Yep.
You know, we can make ethanol out of it. The portion that isn't made into ethanol is called dried distiller's grain. That's a high protein animal feed that comes out of the, you know, so we're doing a lot of things. We're taking the industrial oil off the kernel first. You know, corn oils are very, very high profit for these ethanol plants. So there's a lot of things that we're using corn for these days.
Well, I used to feed it to I had a brewer. We have a brewery here in town, and I would go down and get the trucks loaded with the brewer's grain and feed it to the cows. They did very well on it, and they didn't have the negative impact that sometimes regular grain does on their feet and other parts of their body. I found it to be a great, you know, way to get a product that didn't cost you any money and use it to the benefit of the animals instead of these guys. They were taking it to landfills, for God's sakes, throwing it away. How much, we got a couple more minutes here. How much do you use computer technology? How much social media is involved? Because you're on a wholesale level, so do you need social media? Do you share ideas on the Internet or through various of the social media, Twitter and Facebook, that kind of thing?
Well, I use Facebook. I also have a Twitter account. I I don't really know exactly know how to use it very well.
I
do.
You and me both.
But you know what I try and do. Here's what I really like to do about with Facebook. I like to be very positive about agriculture.
Yep.
You know, like I said, we're all in this together. So I try and post things that are favorable to modern agriculture. We have to realize that we're in modern agriculture. We're doing things different than we did, you know, 50 to 100 years ago. And I try and be very positive about that. Get the messages out of what we're doing right in the U.S. agriculture. And that's what I kind of like to use Facebook for. And we also, as a National Corn Growers, you know, we also like to try and get our story out there. And we're trying to use Twitter and Facebook to do all of that. And just to try and be very, very positive. I really want to stress that. Be positive about what we're doing. This is a great industry, and we should feel good about what we're doing.
Amen to that. What a pleasure to have you on. Thank you, Kevin. Well spoken and well put. Kevin Skunas, who, if you go to the National Corn Growers Association website, which is ncga.com, ncga.com, you can find out more about what they're doing and what's going on in the corn growing, that side of the agricultural sphere that we have in our country. Best of luck, Kevin. Thank you again for being here. Let me remind people of a problem. We are, as we grow in the farm business has become like lots of other businesses. Some of the help have become hooked on drugs. That's what happens sometimes on the farm. You start smoking crazy things and it gets worse. So there are a lot of farmers who are having problems with people in their family, people working for them that are addicted to this, that, and the other circumstances. It's not a good way. It's very deadly on the farm. Anybody who's under the influence is bad news. So if you're trying to take care of the people who work with you, people in your family who are now in the insanity of this drug world that unfortunately we find so much around us, there's an answer. It's called a Better Addiction Care Facility. You call them at 844-262-8658. 844-262-8658. Hit 1. You'll have a consultation with somebody who can walk you through some of the problems and questions you have, see if they can't solve the problem, and you'll be happy to know that most insurance companies pay 100% of the cost. So, Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. That website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The focus on National Dairy Month. Those of us who are farmers, I'll bet you Cece Carmichael didn't know that I was a dairy farmer when she signed up to come on with us. This is a time for us to gear up for Dairy Month. June is Dairy Month. Cece Carmichael is here as you're a trained chef. I know that, and a lot of people see you on TV working on this. But when's the last time you actually talked to a real live dairy farmer?
I know. I'm so honored and thrilled. It's fantastic. Are you really? Did you get this morning milk your cows?
I have. There are two threads in my life. I've been a radio pro for a long time, and I've been around cows all my life. I have Jersey.
I love cows.
Yeah, cows are wonderful. They really are. Great, great.
Jerseys?
Yeah, Jerseys. Jerseys and Jersey. Brown cows. Like
brown
the brown cows.
Cows.
So,
they don't
let's get
milk, though.
Yep.
We're working on this.
That's what the kids all say. I have tours of the farm, CC, all the time, and kids look at the cows. How come that? Kids don't know. You know, I'll ask a kid where the milk comes. Oh, my mother gets it out of the refrigerator. And that kind of stuff. So we have to.
No clue.
We have to counter.
So you're celebrating National Dairy Month. This is your month, right?
Yes, it is. This is my month. So let's talk about some of the exotic flavors that are coming, the celebration of Dairy Month and ice cream and milk and all that stuff. What's going
on? All the fabulous stuff. Well, it's just, there's so much innovation in product development these days. I mean, manufacturers are addressing all our emerging health needs and consumer trends. And every time I pass by the refrigerated dairy aisle, there's something new. It's like exotic flavor combos and different kinds of yogurts and full fat options and dairy alternatives. And also there's a lot of innovation in packaging. I think we're all sort of, we're a grab and go culture, and they're really addressing that with sort of single serve cheeses and yogurts and milks and juice and snack packs, so you can just throw them in your purse and your backpack and just head out the door. I go bananas in the dairy aisle. It's just like, what? A key lime pie yogurt? I'm there.
Banana yogurt.
It's just, there's so much there, and it's constantly evolving and changing, and it's really
Greek
amazing.
Greek yogurt, that's what I have to ask you, Cece, because Greek yogurt's a huge trend. Is it better or worse than regular yogurt? What should we be looking for?
I think that the thinking is it's a denser, it's more high protein, and people just like it because it's creamier, it's thicker, and it's still low fat. I think we're sort of getting away from sort of low fat trends, and I mean full fat. My culinary instructor always used to say fat is flavor. So you know, I think we're getting back to
we
that.
We have the wrong idea. Some fats are good and some fats aren't, and dairy fat is not bad for you. The cream and that sort of thing we don't much see anymore. One of the things I've done on my farm, Cece, I've sold raw milk on the farm, and when you see the cream that comes to the top of that bottle,
I can't even, and you know, everything in moderation. And I think that, you know, there's so many cool possibilities, if you'll pardon the pun, and inspiration in the refrigerator dairy aisle for breakfast. You know, I love making, you know, we always want something sort of quick and nutritious, and I have a recipe for a breakfast English muffin melt with it has egg whites in it because everybody likes it. It's a little healthier for people watching their cholesterol. It's convenient. A little melted cheese. I pair that with organic milk, maybe chocolate almond milk, side of yogurt. And like I said, there's so many milk and milk alternatives and yogurt types. There really is something for everybody. And then for lunch or dinner, you know, who doesn't love an ooey gooey grilled cheese? I've got something on set here that is, it's got, I put three cheeses in. I'm always playing around with this. And then my secret ingredient, don't laugh, is bacon cheddar dip that I wipe on the, it is out of this world. And I always sort of have, I'm stock up on hard and soft and grated cheeses so that I'm always ready to make the ultimate grilled cheese. Or even if people are dropping by, you know, those people that go, ding dong, hi. Yeah. And, you know, come, you know, last minute guests. Yep. And for dessert, I've got this beautiful lemon cream tart made with Greek yogurt and cream cheese and fruit slushy made out of orange juice. There's just so many great options.
A great focus on dairy delights. June is National Dairy Month. All these cheeses, all this talking about yogurt, yummy, yummy, yummy innovations in dairy. There's a chance for you to win a $5,000 grand prize if you're a consumer of dairy and you want to know how you can win that $5,000. You can go online to EasyHomeMeals.com. That's EasyHomeMeals, all one word, EasyHomeMeals.com. Find the information on your chance to win $5,000 during National Dairy Month.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.